KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. In high school sports last night, and Rolling Valley Conference Golf Tournament was held yesterday. In girls action, Exira EHK is the team champ. They shoot 432, Boyer Valley the runner-up at 437, Glidden Ralston shot 481 for third place, Woodbine, Charter Oak Ute, and Coon Rapids Bayard round out the top six teams. Individually, the top five includes Kara Collins of Exira EHK. She was the medalist, shooting a 92. Katie Cogdell of Boyer Valley shot 98 for second place. Jessica Wood of Exira EHK with a 104 was third. Brooklyn Wendt of CAM shot 105 for fourth place. Claire Gams of Boyer Valley had a 106, good for fifth place. On the boys' side, Coon Rapids Bayard wins the team title with a 335 total. Glidden Ralston shot 362 for second place. Exira EHK had a 368 for third. Charter Oak Ute, Boyer Valley, Woodbine, and Adair Casey round out the field. Individually, Colton Lenz of Coon Rapids Bayard shot 79 for first place. Kyle Barrett of Boyer Valley with an 83 was second. Isaac McAllister of Coon Rapids Bayard shot 84 for third place. Sam Halverson of Coon Rapids Bayard was fourth with an 86. And Chance Lauritsen of Exira EHK also shot 86, good for fifth place in yesterday's meet. Also in boys golf yesterday, Audubon beat Missouri Valley by four strokes, 193 to 197. Justice Sipola of Missouri Valley shot 47 for medalist honors. The runner-up was Jalen Nelson of Audubon, who also shot 47. In girls' golf, Audubon shot a 209 to defeat Missouri Valley, who didn't have a full team score. Susie Byland of Audubon was medalist, shooting a 47. In high school soccer yesterday, in girls' action, it was Underwood over AHST 7-0. Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley, Adair Casey beat Carroll 5-1. Thomas Jefferson over Harlan 3-0, and St. Albert topping Kemper Catholic by a score of 4-1. In boys' soccer, Underwood beat AHST 4-2. It was Harlan over Lewis Central by a score of 2-1. Also yesterday, the Tri-Center Trojan Girls Relays held yesterday. It was Audubon winning the team title. They win with 86 points. Tri-Center had 69 points for second place. Missouri Valley with 50 was third. Maple Valley had 46 points for fourth place. And Trainer with 38 points was fifth. IKM Manning, Shenandoah, Exira EHK, Sydney, Underwood, Riverside, AHST, Logan Magnolia, St. Albert, West Harrison, and CAM round out the rest of the 16 teams in that field. Among the individual place winners last night, some of the champions locally include Emma Conkler of Audubon winning the 200-meter dash. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center took the 800-meter title. AHST's J.C. Schumann, the winner in the 100-meter hurdles, while Riverside's Tiffany Wickert won the 400-meter hurdles. In the relays, Audubon won the 4x100-meter relay. Tri-Center took the 4x200, 4x400, and the distance medley relay titles. Also, Audubon's shuttle hurdle relay team was the champ. Audubon's Sydney Obermeyer was the winner in the girls' high jump as well in yesterday's events at Tri-Center. On to baseball now, where Junior Lake homered, doubled twice, and drove in six runs as the Chicago Cubs broke loose, routing St. Louis 17-5 last night and forcing the Cardinals to finish with infielder Daniel Descalso as a relief pitcher. The Cubs had totaled just four runs while getting swept in a three-game series over the weekend in Atlanta, and they had lost seven of their last eight overall. Chicago has the worst record in the league at 13-24, but they're 4-3 this year against the defending National League champions. The Cubs hit for the cycle, and there's just the first five batters as Emilio Bonifacio doubled, Anthony Rizzo singled, Starlin Castro tripled, and Mike Olt's two-run homer capped off a four-run first inning. Bonifacio had four of Chicago's 20 hits and scored five runs, once on a play overturned by video review. Descalso made his first professional pitching appearance and retired the only batter he faced, getting Olt on a fly ball. Elsewhere in the National League, Washington beat Arizona 6-5. It was the Dodgers over the Marlins 6-5. San Francisco beat Atlanta 4-2. In the American League, Detroit beat Baltimore 4-1. Toronto over the LA Angels 7-3. Texas shut out Houston 4-0. Oakland over the Chicago White Sox 5-4. Seattle beat Tampa Bay by a score of 12-5. One interleague game, it was in New York. The Mets beat the Yankees 9-7. In Pacific Coast League baseball action yesterday, the Iowa Cubs beat Nashville in 10 innings by a score of 2-1, while Omaha pounded New Orleans 19-1. We'll pick any three Brooklyn Nets from Monday night's game against Miami, and they didn't combine to score as many points as LeBron James produced in helping the Heat take a 3-1 series lead in the NBA's Eastern Conference semifinals. James tied a playoff career high with 49 points, going 16 for 24 from the field in a 102-96 win over the Nets in Brooklyn. He had 15 of Miami's 23 third-quarter points and added 9 more in the final period, but the Heat couldn't shake the Nets until Chris Bosh drained a tie-breaking three-pointer with 57 seconds left. Joe Johnson had a team-high 18 points, but was just 5 of 15 for Brooklyn, who will have to win in Miami on Wednesday to keep that series alive. The Portland Trail Blazers have avoided a 4-game sweep after losing the first three by an average of 19 points. Damian Lillard scored 25 points, and the Blazers dominated the third period of a 103-92 win over San Antonio. The Spurs can wrap up that series at home when they host Game 5 on Wednesday. Each of the NHL's Eastern Conference semifinal series goes to a seventh game. The Montreal Canadiens have stretched their series to the limit with a tidy 4-0 shutout of Boston last night. Carey Price stopped 26 shots for his fourth career playoff shutout. Game 7 will be Wednesday in Boston, just a day after Pittsburgh hosts the New York Rangers in Game 7 of their series tonight. Anaheim has a 3-2 lead in the Western Conference Finals after beating the Kings for the third straight game. Devontae Smith-Pelly scored twice during an 83-second span early in the second period, giving the Ducks a 3-1 lead as they held on for a 4-3 victory over Los Angeles. Marian Gaborink had 2 goals for the Kings, who will host Game 6 on Wednesday. They have to win to stay alive. Cleveland owner Jimmy Haslam says the Browns have told newly drafted Johnny Manziel that he's the team's backup to quarterback Brian Hoyer. Haslam says the Browns were excited to select Manziel in the first round of the draft, but he adds the former Texas A&M standout will have to win the starting job from Hoyer in competition. One guy who won't be competing for the starting job is Vince Young, who's been released. Young was thrilled to be getting a chance to revive his career, but he'll now have to try to do it elsewhere. Young hasn't played in an NFL regular season game since 2011. Also, the Bengals have released backup quarterback Josh Johnson after selecting Alabama quarterback A.J. McCarron in the 5th round of the draft. Andy Dalton is the unchallenged starter heading into the season with newcomer Jason Campbell in the number 2 spot. The NFL has suspended Rams receiver Stedman Bailey for the first 4 games of the season for violating the league's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Bailey caught 17 passes last season. Former University of Minnesota quarterback Philip Nelson has been charged with 2 counts of felony assault after a weekend fight outside a Mankato bar that left another man gravely injured. According to a criminal complaint, Nelson kicked Isaac Dallas Colstead in the head while Colstead was lying on the ground after being struck by another man early Sunday morning. Colstead is a former Minnesota State Mankato linebacker who was in critical condition Monday with a severe head injury. Nelson transferred from Minnesota to Rutgers in January. And it's shaping up to be the year of the females at the Preakness Stakes. A filly is going to challenge the boys in the run for the Black Eyed Susan Saturday for the first time since 2009. That was when Rachel Alexandra was the winner. For the first time in the Preakness, a filly, a female jockey, and a female trainer will all compete at the same time. Rosie Napravnik will ride Bayern, while trainer Linda Rice will saddle Kid Cruz. That's Check of Sports this hour. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.